This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an author, columnist, and Peabody Award-winning host of CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS. His latest book is called Age or Revolutions. Please welcome to the Late Show, Fareed Zakaria. As I said, the new book is The Age of Revolutions right there. We'll get to that more in just a moment. But first, on your show, Fareed Zakaria, GPS, on CNN, you recently covered Biden's low approval ratings, which is just below 40% right now, 39.3, something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Despite the economy doing pretty well right now, especially compared to other countries. Looking at the rest of the globe, how does our economy stack against the major industrialized nations right now?
We are doing much better than any of the other major economies in the world. To give you a simple number, in 2008, the Eurozone, Europe basically, and the U.S. economies were the same size. Today, the U.S. economy is twice the size of the Eurozone economy. If Britain were to join the United States as the 51st state, it would be the poorest state in the Union. Below Mississippi. So we're doing amazingly, but what has happened is, so people for a while said, well, we don't realize it, we're feeling the inflation. Well, for the last 18 months, consumer sentiment has been going up, but Biden's approval ratings still flatline. And what's really happened is our political identities are no longer shaped by economics, as it used to be for so many years. They're shaped by culture, by class, by religion, by all these tribal identities. And that was part of the reason I wrote the book, because I realized this began with Obama. There used to be the tightest connection in predictive polling, mm-hmm. which was, your view of the economy, president's approval rating, always roughly the same. Now, under Obama, the stock market tripled under Obama. His approval ratings didn't move much.
In the book here, Age of Revolutions, spans four centuries of revolutions in the Netherlands, France, Britain, and the U.S. There have been a lot of revolutions. How did you choose these four?
So what I was trying to understand is, I was looking at the present and saying, why are we having this cultural backlash? And then I thought, I realized how much change we had gone through. So I looked back in the past and asked myself, what were the other big moments where you had this kind of revolutionary change? The Industrial Revolution, which I call the mother of all revolutions, because really created the modern world. The Dutch are an interesting case because it's really the first modern country. It's the country that invented modern economics, modern politics. It's this tiny little country.
It doesn't seem modern because when we think of the Dutch, we think of windmills and wooden shoes, which is not the highest level of technology, but for its time, it was pretty cutting edge.
And it became the richest country in Europe and therefore in the world in the 1580s and has for 500 years basically been among the top 10, richest per capita in the world. I mean, it's an amazing place. I'm very, very high on the Dutch. We're living in a city that used to be called New Amsterdam.
Exactly. Well, a lot of people are high on the Dutch these days. They beat me to the joke. You say the subtitle for this book is Age of Revolutions, Progress and Backlash from 1600 to the Present. What would you say the main modern backlash we're experiencing right now is?
I think it's really all around this identity stuff. I mean, there's a backlash against globalization. There's a backlash against the open information revolution. You know, a lot of people are saying it's too much. The social media is kind of ruining our lives. But I'd say the principal one has been this one of we've really moved. Think about it. You know, we've always, through human history, had some group has been up or down. But women, for tens of thousands of years, were second-class citizens. And that has changed dramatically in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So think about it, right? 10, 15, 20,000 years of history, and then in the last 30 years, we upended the basic structure of the family. Well, look at the right-wing reactionary movements all over the world, whether it's Islamic fundamentalism, whether it's Christian nationalism, whether it's, you know, the ultra-Orthodox in Israel. They all, the principal concern is often women have gotten too uppity. You know, let's move. Xi Jinping gave a speech the other day in which he said women basically need to go back to the kitchen and they need to start having babies again. So
need to start having babies in China because they're having a demographic collapse over there.
Right.
And
right.
That
but I don't think the answer is to have the head of the Communist Party say to women, go back into the kitchen.
No, I'm not agreeing with the chairman as much as I enjoy our Chinese customers.
Or have you ever been
a member of the Chinese Communist Party? I'm Singaporean, sir. The UN Security Council on Monday passed a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza thanks to a U.S. abstention. The key thing is here. The key thing is it's thanks to a U.S. abstention. What does this abstention by the United States, which we haven't done before, what does that signal to Israel? What does it signal to the people of Gaza? And what does the world see from this?
I think it's a big deal. It is one of the first times that the United States has, you know, publicly taken a position that is different from that of Israel. It has not backed Israel. It, you know, it's happened before. Reagan got very upset with the Israelis when the invasion of Lebanon happened, and he publicly broke with them. But it's rare. And I think what it tells you is that the Biden administration is deeply frustrated with Bibi Netanyahu. They have been supportive of the Israeli government, but counseling them to be more cautious, more humanitarian aid, more proportionate warfare. I think, you know, the most important thing is this is in Israel's best interest, because what's happened is, you know, in an overreaction to the terror attacks, Israel is going overboard, frankly, just like we did after 9/11. And Biden, one of the best things Biden said to Israel was, learn from our mistakes. You know, Donald Rumsfeld once said, I wish he had actually followed his advice, but he said, you've got to ask yourself with your actions, are you creating more terrorists than you are killing by this action? And that's what I would ask the Israeli government. Are you creating more terrorists than you're killing?
Well, his new book, Age of Revolutions, is available now. Fareed Zakaria, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.